Hello.
Oh, hi, Rachel. It's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Happy Thursday, right?
Yeah.
So I got your message, and it sounds like you wanted to go back to doing some search engine optimization for the business, right, to get it to the first page of Google again?
Yeah, I know we had something we were paying for in the last, you'd have to let me know. When did we last speak? I think it was over a year ago, right?
You were right. When you sat on the message, you said, oh, I think it's been a year. And I looked, and you've been with us for a year and a half, actually. So I'm like, wow, you have a good memory. Yep. And you're right.
Yeah.
Initially, you started out with a bigger package, and then eventually you just scaled it back to just the website, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's two options that you could go with. The bundle package that you had originally, that's the one that would put All American Carpet Cleaning back on the first page of Google, the first page of Bing. It gets your phone ringing with new clients, obviously, because that's where most people would search for, you know, if they need the carpet cleaning. And then we would reprogram you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform, you know, making sure that All American Carpet Cleaning also comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, okay? Now, you also get a detailed tracking system, so you'll be able to see, you know, which new clients that you're getting and which keywords they typed in to find you. You've been on the dashboard, I'm sure, right?
Okay. I
think,
the dashboard works on a web browser, but it does not work. So I try to do the app, Local Splash app, and on my phone, it doesn't work. My fiance and I, we don't have the newest. I have an iPhone. He has an Android. We don't have the newest phones, but it's not supported. I don't know. So I don't know if anyone, you would know if people do use the Local Splash app. I'm not even sure if it's a thing. I forget where I was kind of. It was kind of recommended to download it to see, like, things, you know, like, who's tracking and who's, like, people message the, I guess they get on wherever web browser and they search and they find us. They go to our webpage and they message us. And the only way you can see the message is if you get on, if you go on the dashboard. So, you know, I don't regularly, you know, get on,
especially since you have to do a computer, you know, then we always have our phones with us. So if you have to go to the computer, you're not going
to
do it regularly.
You don't have to use the computer. You just have to go through, you know, a web browser. You know, have to
So the web browser still works on the phone, just app, right? Got it. Okay. So I can have customer support reach out to you for that. Honestly, the app, when they introduced it to us, they said, oh, it's in a beta phase. It, you know, you can start offering it to people, but it's not fully finished. But you're the first person that I ever talked to that said it didn't work. So I don't know if there's an upgraded version and maybe you have the old beta version. You know, I don't know anything about that. But customer service could definitely get with you. And if there is a newer version, they can, you know, get you on there and hopefully it works with your phone, you know. But what I could do for you, loyalty pricing wise, is when you guys signed up with us, you were paying $2.99 monthly, and that included everything that I just explained to you, plus an extra batch of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to do that bundle that includes the Facebook ads, I could do it for $2.49 monthly, so you save $50 a month off the entire package. Or we could take the Facebook ads off, and then that package is just $149 monthly. So
let me just fill you in with the Facebook thing. I spoke to, I know you do what you do, and I'm sorry I don't know specifically your title, but Local Splash.
Yes.
But I know the web designers or the people, not somebody that deals with the actual creating the ads.
Yes.
I spoke with them, I'd say maybe even 6 months to 9 months ago, maybe longer. I don't know. But they, I was getting responses from those ads, and they were from places very much out of our company, you know, where we service.
Oh,
like really far away. So I don't know. And I spoke to them, and she said, I don't know why I'm, but I don't know, because I don't know. I sometimes see ads on Facebook and I click them, and I don't look all the, you know, read everything. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. They're like in, you know, Illinois. What am I doing? So I don't know if it's something like that, but, I don't know. I don't know about Facebook right now. I just, maybe just want to stay away from that for now.
Yeah, you know, I don't blame you, because some people absolutely love the Facebook ads and they do very well with them. And then there's other people that tell me what you did, that, you know, they're getting clicks, but they're coming from too far away where they would never service them, you know. And mm-hmm. I know that for a while they put me in charge of the Facebook ads that we were running for our company. They said, oh, you know, Tina, go ahead and follow up with all these people that are inquiring. And I got a lot of people that were like, I didn't inquire, click, you know, and I thought that's so weird because I have their name and their information and, you know, so, but mm-hmm. like I said, since I'm on the phone every day talking with business owners, you know, there's a lot of people that love them and they call me and they increase the budget. But I think, you know, for the ones that I experienced through our company, I know that I actually said, look, find someone else to follow up on these. It's, you know, it's not really,
yeah.
it's not really panning out, you know?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to serve a few people. You're like, oh, wow. But it's, you know, 500 miles away and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's just not, to me, it's not worth my time to just keep going through that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it was very time consuming when I had to go through that too. I understand. So yeah, so you want to just upgrade and do that search engine optimization again? Yeah, for $149, right?
Yeah, and let me tell you, whatever we had, the minimal package, the last package that just tried to go through and the payment was probably declined. That was probably, we got stuff from that, but we had someone that was running our business, long story short, and anyway, we weren't following up with those. It was probably like, you know, 3 calls a month.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It was all right, but you like, so I don't know if this would make it more calls. More, you know,
absolutely, Rachel. Yeah,
yeah,
because I always tell people, you know, sometimes they get that special offer where it says you can keep your website for $49 a month, and then everybody calls me and says, I want that. Why am I paying $299 when I can get $49? I tell them, look at the website kind of as a last resort, because yes, you know, it's 2024. You need a site, right? So that helps mm-hmm. to keep it up. But a website in and of itself typically doesn't bring clients, you know.
Right.
So the value to what we do is to optimize the listing so that now the website gets the exposure that it needs to bring
yeah.
clients, right? So
it's
absolutely,
all about, yeah.
when you upgrade back to that local SEO package, yeah, 100%, you're going to get much better results. So because what they'll do is they'll go in and they'll catch up on all of the algorithm updates that were missed while you were doing just the website hosting. And what that means is that Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day, right? So
mm-hmm.
every time you have that, you know, local search engine optimization package, every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's
right.
how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. But
yeah.
when you
so
go
your relevancy
to the
is still there. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and then we can do weekly posts and updates and different things to help with performance. But when it's just the website hosting, all of that programming stops, and then you're stuck with just the website hosting, you know, so that's why,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you said, oh, we were still getting something, which of course, because your name's still out there, right? But you'll
yeah.
do much better with that $149 package for sure.
Okay.
So let me just see here, because I'm trying to change the pricing so that we can get this. Okay, there it is. It says re-invoice. So it says delete and recreate invoice. There we go. Okay, so now it's showing as current. The only thing is it's showing an old date on here from August 2022, and I want to fix that. So the only reason it does that is I think that's probably when you made the change, so it kind of recognized that. So I'm going to change the start date for today. That way, once this goes through, you're not going to get any old invoices or anything like that. So let me just make sure. There we go. Okay, perfect. So now it's showing the correct date on the invoice. And then is there a new card you wanted to use? Because it looks like this card's not going through. Okay, so billing address, still the P.O. Box 478 or no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
The card number is 4737.
Okay.
0250.
Okay.
0514.
Got it.
6781.
Okay. Expiration?
10 of 27.
And the code?
142.
142. Okay. And then I will get your authorization, and then I'm going to send a request to that department, like I said, to do the looking into the app for you to see if there's a better version. Also, have you been on the dashboard ever to see the section where you could kind of make upgrades to your website and whatnot? Because you can do that through the site, too.
No, I didn't. I've been on there, but I haven't done that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so when you go back into the dashboard, you know there's those tabs at the top that say home, leads, website. The very last one says business info.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one, if you click on business info, you can go in and you can scroll all the way to the bottom and you can change your logo, your cover photo, you can add more photos, you can delete, you can rearrange them, and any revisions that you make on the dashboard, they're automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days. So, yep, a lot of people like that section because they feel like, oh, this is much better. I can be interactive with it rather than just, you know, sending over content and saying, please update this on my website. Here you can get a little bit more hands-on. And then in that business info section, if you reach any areas where there's a circle with a red line through it, like where it says search phrases, for instance, those can still be edited, but you just have to call us to do it. But anything that you hover over and you see a little pen icon popping up, you can edit that on your end, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we'll get everything reinstated for you, and then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week. And then when I send out that call to customer support for the app, they say, oh, tell them, you know, you'll get a call within one business day. But we're in California, so it's only 7:50 in the morning. I'm sure they'll call you today, right? But if not, no later than tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Tina.
All right. You're welcome, Rachel. Have a great rest of your week.
You too.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.